Hello, and welcome back for another episode of Surrender, Soul Chats and Guided Meditations. My name is Frandasia Williams, and those who know my soul call me Franny, and I am the owner and founder of Guided Surrender, which is a wellness and lifestyle company. My purpose is to help others facilitate healing, and I do believe that we all have the tools that we need to heal. We just don't always know where they are. We don't know where to access them. So it's my mission and my goal to create creative spaces and to cultivate spaces where we can have a healing journey that is collective and be a part of the change, be a part of the mission for healing. And I do believe that we all have all the tools that we need within us to heal. And as a healer and as a facilitator of healing, I don't believe it's my responsibility to do it for you. I do believe it's my purpose to inspire you to do it for yourself and to empower and embolden you to do what you need to do to heal for you. And so with that, I feel like that's my favorite saying. With that, y'all have probably been like, she says it a lot. I do. So if you are not already following me and you want to keep up with what I have coming out and what I'm doing, you can go to Instagram at Guided Surrender. You can also find more information about me, read my blogs on yogiapproved.com and guidedsurrender.com. And I'm excited to chat with you today. I wanted to drop some gems. Did you know that the universe is conspiring to get you whatever you want? Like, really, what you want is wanted for you. What you desire is wanted for you, is desired for you. And when you really think about it, it's kind of like asking you, what do you want for Christmas? Or what do you want for this holiday? Or what do you want for your birthday? Or what do you want, you know, to eat today? And you get to make a choice, right? Sometimes you ask yourself those stuff and you get to make a choice and you get to go on, but oh, I think I want to order out tonight, or I think I want this tonight, or I think I want that tonight. The universe is no different. You make a request and it does its job to conspire to help you get it. And it will send you people to help you. It will send you signs. The universe will send you guidance. It sends you this inner knowing that you are on the right path, that you are in alignment, and the exact same when you are not. The universe is just waiting for you to call out to it and say, hey, help me. I would like this. I desire this. I deserve this. And it all happening for you is dependent upon you knowing that you deserve for it too. Like, it's not a matter of saying, I want this because I need it or because I'm desperate for it, because if I don't get it, it's a matter of saying, I deserve this and I'm allowed to ask you for it. And so it's like when you go to a store, the items are on the shelf, right? And so you go right in and you buy it and you go to the cashier and you pay for it and it's yours. The universe is like, hey, I'm the store. What do you want? What do you want to buy? And you go in and you decide what you want. It's up to you. It's your discretion. So I'd like us to get real clear about what we desire and what is ours. Because really, you're going to the store, but it's more like a storage unit. Everything in there already belongs to you. You can have whatever you want. You just have to know what you want and go pick it out and take it. And so once we become clear and in alignment with our desires, we can more aggressively and more intentionally go and get them. So we do this by vision boarding, right? Where we create a visualization. Even language is learned through images. So when I say apple, your brain sees the picture of an apple which taught you the word apple. That's how we teach language, and the universe is no different. So the visualizations that we have around us are what help basically facilitate and serve as a guide for what the universe brings you. And so when we do vision boarding, we create an imagery for the universe to follow. So we know what the universe is going to, it's like, oh, this is what she put on her vision board. I'll send her something that looks like this. So you got to be specific about it, because the images that you see for yourself are the images that it will return to you, right? No different than the words that you speak over yourself are the words and the feelings and the actions that it will return to you. And so really, if you can believe it and you can see it, you can have it. And I would like to even perfect that. If you believe it and you see it, you have it. You already have it. And we have to know that the realms are different. So spiritual realm may have like a party happening for you right now because you've already received it. But in physical realm, you're still waiting for it to be delivered. It doesn't mean that it's not in process. It doesn't mean that it's not happening. It doesn't mean it's not yours. It's that you don't see it yet. Does that mean that you don't get to have it? Does that mean it's not there for you to have and enjoy? No. So it's all about that inner knowing that I'm good. I have everything that I need. I have everything that I desire. I want for nothing. I have no lack. and living and breathing in your truth and your promise of this is what I deserve, and so this is what I'll have, and I don't accept anything else. This is what I deserve. I was talking to a friend about that today, and it was like, I know what I want, and I'm allowed to make choices that guide me and gear me towards receiving that. That comes with our discernment about who's in our life, about what we accept in our life, about the content we watch. All of it is a part of what you're saying you want to receive, right? And so my advice in that area is, if it's not aligned, clear it. Clear it. Ask for it to be released. Because those images and what you're showing up with in your daily life is what you're asking to receive more of. So as you visualize your life, when your eyes are closed, when you open them, it should look similar because you already have it. So what can you do to support the universe in getting you that vision? It's like, okay, I have all this available for you. I'm just waiting on you to give me the green light. I'm waiting for you to tell me you're ready to receive it. I'm waiting for you to show me a sign. And you do that by being active about living as if you already have your desires. I love this analogy when people tell me, I'm ready to move. I want a new home. I desire this in my life. I say, start packing. Send the universe a signal. You're ready to go. Go ahead and pack your boxes. A place will come. So what intentions can you set that align you with your goals and with your desires? And be mindful of the fact that what you want is connected to abundance. It's like, I already have this and I want to see more of it. Versus, I need this to happen, I desire this to happen. If this doesn't happen, versus, if this doesn't happen, I'll never be able to get where I want, or I'll never succeed, or I have to have this, or don't speak to the universe that way, because it doesn't know the difference between you having a bad day and you speaking what you want to receive more of. So speak life. And I love what someone said. I was watching something and she was like, ask the universe questions, because the mind is a beautiful thing and we can literally tell it what to give us more of. You can your mind has to prove things to you. It's its job. So if you say, why am I so rich? The universe is like, let me look for reasons why she's rich. And versus if you say, why am I so broke? The universe sends you signals and messages of why you're broke. So if you can change the way and your perspective about how you see it and what you receive and have availability to notice in your reception changes, right? It's all about magnetism towards what I actually want, what I actually desire, what I already have, instead of sending yourself out and putting out mixed signals about what you don't have, your lack. And so a lot of times we spend so much time thinking about our lack that we push out our desires and what we have and what's already ours. If we can really meditate on the fact that what we desire, we already have. And that when you tell the universe you want it, you're not saying it like, can you give it to me? You're saying, I'm right, I'll take that now, thank you. Yeah, it's like going to the drive-thru and making an order. I know you have it available. I'd like it in the bag when I pull up to the window. Thank you. And so place your order and be specific when you place it. Know what you deserve and then ask for that. And be bold enough not to settle on what you think you can get. You can have whatever you want. And I love that, because it's like, if I could choose what I want, I'm definitely going to go big. Because I've received things that I've asked for, and I've even asked other people who've manifested and prayed things into their life, and they always say the same thing to me. I wish I would have asked for more. If I knew I could have received it, I would have asked for more. I was holding back because I was so scared I wasn't even going to get this amount. Ask for what you actually deserve, not what you think you can get. And that goes in all realms. That goes with your money and your finances. That goes in your love life. That goes in your career. That goes in the things that you're bringing into your life. Even if you want a new pet, like whatever it is, get what you want, get what you actually deserve, get what you actually desire, and believe in yourself and believe that you're supported and you're in alignment as you request it. I just feel like I had to say that because I do feel like there's like this guilt that comes from making a request. It's like we almost secretly are like, I am grateful for what I have. I was just wondering if I could have, thank you for everything I have. I appreciate it. I'm going to request more of this. And while I'm in waiting for more of this, I'm going to enjoy and indulge in what I already have and watch it multiply. There's nothing shy about it. It's only boldness. You deserve it. Why beg for what you already, like what's yours? Just think about that. Really think about it. So you get bold now and you go make a list of everything you deserve. and what you desire, and begin living your life like you already have it. And watch how many of those things start to show up more physically for you. Watch your surroundings start to change and the behaviors of the universe acting to get you more of that. Yep. And when you speak about the things that you want or need, say, I have it already. I have this much money in my account. I have this type of home. I have this type of partner in my life. I have this type of position. I have this type of job that makes me feel valued and happy, and I'm living in my purpose. I have it. You have it. It's yours. Live in it and do you. I'm like so happy for you. I'm excited that you're doing this for yourself, and I'm excited to do it for myself. And I want to hear more about what you said and what you chose to do. Share it with me. And beyond that, just get your journal out and start scripting your life. It has been super cathartic and just beautiful for me to actually write down with a date what I say I want, what I say I desire, what I say I have. Like writing it out like you're living it. Like I have this and I have this and I have this and I am doing this and I am this. Write it out as if it's your, as if it's happening today. And when you go back and look at that, and you're like, oh my goodness, all this stuff came true. It's called scripting. It's where we use the law of attraction, where we tell our mind that we're already there and we create visualizations to go with it, and then it happens and you're like, whoa. So get real specific and start journaling. That's our task for today. We're gonna start journaling and writing down what we truly desire and what we deserve and what we already have, and be bold enough to use the team that you have, your spirit guides, your ancestors, your angels, God, whoever you serve, whoever's in your team. They're here to help you, and they are actually patiently awaiting for you to ask them for help. All right, and so let's begin to just take some deep breaths. Just take a deep breath in through the nose, exhale it all out. Roll the shoulders, roll the neck. Really make your belly a nice big belly breath and just say, ha, yeah, I have everything I desire. I'm amazing. I so deserve this. I love you. I thank you. I'm so happy that you came here for another episode of Surrender Soul Chats and Guided Meditations. You can join me on Instagram Live for my soul chats. You can join me on GuidedSurrender.com to read my blogs. You can also check my Instagram bio and find all these links to the different things I've written and the different things that I have going on, my live events, everything. And if there's anything that you'd like to hear from me or see more of from me, including yoga classes, if you'd like to join a yoga class or request a specific type of yoga class or workshop, let me know. I am so open ears. You have no idea. Have a beautiful day. Have a beautiful time. Create a beautiful time. Create a beautiful day. Know that you are loved, and go get what you deserve. Ciao.